everybody. Hope you're ready to hear from the most organic guy around. Here he is, landscape architect, arborist, author, columnist for the Dallas Morning News, and my dad, the dirt doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. It is time to talk gardening and lots of other things. We talk about pest control and landscaping and gardening and compost making and all kinds of things. And am I sounding okay in there, Mary Rose? I sound funny to myself. Okay. Lot to talk about this morning. And if you want to call and be on the show, that would be great. Jump on here anytime you would like. Telephone number is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. Nice weather here in Dallas area, and hopefully it's not too bad wherever you are out there in the country or in the world. We have had a little cooling, and that makes it important to talk about weed control, pre-emergent weed control. We're going to get into that in some detail. There's definitely a way to go and definitely a way not to go, and it's unfortunately what's recommended a whole lot out there, but we'll talk about how to avoid the toxic chemicals and why, and talk about what I recommend instead. My tea this morning I did real quickly because I had an adventure with the dogs that I'll tell you about. And speaking of dogs, it's Augie this morning to take a look at on our website at the SPCA, and he's a good-looking dude. He's a year-and-a-half-old Labrador Retriever Calahoula mix. He's short, smooth, rusty red coat, floppy ears. It sounds like he's an interesting guy. He likes other dogs, takes a while to be comfortable with people, and then he really likes playing. So it sounds like his personality is kind of all over the place. But he really likes to socialize with other dogs. So if you don't have other dogs, taking him over to meet the neighbors from time to time. Sounds like it's something that they recommend here. Augie is at the Jan Reese Jones Animal Care Center in Dallas. That's the one just outside of downtown Dallas to the west. Beautiful place. You don't get to go in it. I guess maybe you do when you make an appointment to go down there, but it's not open for just walking in. You have to go to SPCA.org/findapet. If you don't get all that, just go to our website, dirtdoctor.com, all spelled out D-I-R-T, dirtdoctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, dirtdoctor.com. Click on the SPCA button, and it'll take you over to the photographs of Augie and also the other pets that we've talked about that have not been adopted yet, Art, Cody, Lowe, January, Bosco, and Freckles. They're still looking for their permanent home, so check it out. But also look at Augie when you go there. He looks like a good find to me. The mystery photo is up. Mystery photo, identify it. It's not a plant this week. It is pretty obviously insect identification today. So check it out. If you're first to identify the mystery photograph, you win a couple of things. One is our online class, the Natural Organic Gardening and Landscaping course, 15-chapter course. At the end of it, when you've passed all the chapter tests, you get certified by TORC, our nonprofit, Texas Organic Research Center, and you can use that fact and the seal in your business, if you're in any kind of related business, if you're just doing it to become more proficient with your own landscaping, that's fine too. You can still hang it on the wall and brag to other people about it, but that's part of the deal. Both the mystery photograph and the SPCA report brought to you by Espoma, and Espoma provides a gift to the winner as well. 8-ounce bottle of organic liquid plant food, and it's a terrific product. So take a look at it. It's on dirtdoctor.com, that mystery photograph. And it was sent in to us by one of the listeners. It would be interesting if that person is listening, because they know what it is for sure. And we'll see how that goes. It's an interesting insect that you'll run into quite a bit. So everybody's going to be interested to get the answer if you don't know what it is already. Well, let me tell you about a couple of things. I want to talk about a little encounter I had this morning. What I do in the mornings, Sunday mornings are a little bit different because of the show. I get up a little bit earlier. And Tater and I go out to check and see if the paper's there in the front. It's just a routine that he's been doing even before Nellie, our tree climber, came around. And the Sunday paper usually comes a little bit later for some reason. It wasn't out there this morning. So we go out in the backyard, get Nellie, and go in the backyard. And I hear the most ferocious sounding growling and barking. It sounds like a bear and a lion. And I'm like, oh, brother, here we go. And so get the light, my torch, and get a little it's actually a ball retriever. It's the first thing I was going to get a golf club and grabbed a ball retriever to go back just to have a little protection because I didn't know what I was going to run into. Nellie and Tater have a big raccoon treed, actually bambooed. What apparently happened, they got into it, and I'm always worried about, the dogs getting cut up and everything if they get into a big fight with some kind of wild animal. But they had this raccoon up in the bamboo, and it had climbed up the chain link fence, my black chain link fence that separates the bamboo and the big creek area from the rest of the backyard. And this raccoon was going straight up the bamboo, but it was slipping. It was on the slick part of the bamboo. It hadn't tried to grab some of the branches going off from the bamboo, and they had broken, and it was slipping and about to fall down, and the tail was just dangling just above where Nellie could reach. So it kind of surprised me a little bit. Nellie has a collar, and I grabbed her by the collar, and she didn't fight me much. And we walked all the way back, pretty good walk all the way back to the den where we had come out. Tater growling at me and showing his teeth the whole time. He was just confused, and I was trying to get him to come along, and he did. Got both of them inside and started looking for wounds because I figured, in fact, I felt something wet on myself. I think it was just the dew, the rain in the bamboo, little beast or big beast was shaking and it was falling on me because when I got them in the house, they were both clean as a whistle. No injuries. I don't think they injured the raccoon too much either. And hopefully the raccoon is off and away by now. First raccoon I've seen in a long time. Really interesting. We've had a lot of possums. Nellie's gotten into it with possums quite a few times, and she's actually killed a few of smaller ones, but no raccoons and no coyotes for quite a while. If you got any reports about the wildlife in your area, that's fair game as well. But bottom line on this one was everybody's okay, although folks got scared a little bit. Really, really big old raccoon, about the size of Nellie. Nellie weighs, I guess, now 35 pounds or something like that, maybe a little more than that. It looked like the raccoon would have weighed in at about the same weight. Pre-emergents are being talked about a lot, and they should be because it is that time where the pre-emergent herbicides need to be applied if you're going to do them. But the thing that I recommend is not the chemicals that you hear talked about, things like Bayland and Dimension and Halts and things like that, and some of the chemical names are on those products as well. I don't recommend them for two reasons. The first one is that this should be obvious to everybody, they hurt the beneficial life in the soil. They foul up beneficial bacteria and fungus and protozoa and beneficial nematodes and all kinds of things, and they do just the opposite of what we want to do, and that is to stimulate the life in the soil. They also are toxic chemicals, and they're especially bad for pets that are running around with their bare feet their bare paws in the turf. Our friend Dan Kirby down in San Antonio, who does a one-hour show with Bob Webster on Sundays every week, talks about it a lot. Whenever he sees cancer patients, pets that come in, he always asks them if they're using toxic herbicides. And he's talked about it for years, that there's a very high relationship between people who are using the herbicides and the cancer in the pets. We'll talk about it a little bit more when I come back, and I'll tell you what I recommend instead. 866-444-3478. We're going to, more than ever, it's important to have a healthy immune system. Vitamin C is helpful, but there's an even stronger antioxidant, glutathione. Maintaining optimum glutathione levels in the body is key in protection from bacteria and viruses. RegActive's essential ME3 stimulates glutathione production in your body, especially as we age and are more vulnerable to diseases. Be proactive about your immune health. Get essential ME3 now. Call 800-430-6180 or go online.
Lava sand is a critical part of the Dirt Doctor's natural organic recommendations for bed prep and soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. Cinderite is the only high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. Their lava soil amendment will dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production, and it can be delivered directly to you. Call Cinderite at 435-200-3191. That's 435-200-3191, or visit cinderite.com.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and growing hemp? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They include 15 chapters of instruction and a detailed 25-page study booklet. They are fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or to sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner.
Restore the natural balance in your soil with ViaTrac fertilizer. ViaTrac is totally organic, naturally composited broiler litter that contains over 2,700 strains of active living bacteria and fungus that your soil needs to live. ViaTrac is pelletized, making it easily spreadable and clump-free. Use it on your landscaping, plants, trees, pastures, hay fields, and more. Go to ViaTracFertilizer.com for more information or to order by the truck, one-ton super sack or 40-pound bag, also available on Amazon. Feed the soil, feed the world with ViaTrac fertilizer.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best-kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to DirtDoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
We all know that probiotics are good for digestive health, but your skin, too? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products, especially harsh soaps, can disrupt the balance of the good bacteria on your skin. But there's a progressive new approach to skincare that allows you to create a healthier environment on your skin. Probiotic skincare. Dr. Ohira applied ancient Japanese fermentation skills to merge his famous pre, pro, and postbiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line. The Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, beautifully clarifies and rebalances even sensitive skin without drying. The Magoroku Lotion and the Hadayubi Moisturizer combine Dr. Ohira's award-winning probiotic complex with 14 wild plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to help restore your natural glow. As a health and beauty expert, I recommend the daily use of Dr. Ohira's skincare products, available at Sprouts and other fine health stores.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Did I tell you about my tea? I fixed my tea this morning in a hurry because I was busy with the raccoon encounter, but it's just very simple. My base tea, ginger, fresh ginger, chili pekin, roasted chili pekins, and honey. We're going to, I tell you, before I get into what I recommend, I'll tell you briefly in case you have to go somewhere. What I recommend instead of those chemical pre-emergents is a corn gluten meal, and we are absolutely right in the middle of the window for that. That's my subject of my column in the Dallas Morning News. It'll be running Thursday, but I'll get into it in more detail in a second. But I'm going to go to Colorado Springs right now and talk to Alvin because he called in early and has a question. Alvin, what can I do for you?
Good morning. I want to know if it's okay to put molded food into the compost pile.
Absolutely. That's the best place for it to go. A lot of times the molds that are growing on food, for example, on coffee grounds, if you have coffee grounds in a container or sitting around for a while and they're in and moist, you'll see real pretty blue and green mold growing on it and all kinds of things. It's really very beneficial. So any of the molds that grow on any kind of food at all, absolutely perfectly fine to go in the compost pile. Probably be beneficial, as a matter of fact.
All right, and work it into flower beds and that sort of thing. All right.
Yeah, you bet.
Thank you kindly.
All right, appreciate you calling early and being our first batter up. Thanks a lot. Telephone number is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. One thing I didn't tell you about the raccoon encounter, the big old raccoon had, like I said, climbed up the fence and climbed up the bamboo just high enough to be out of Nellie's jumping reach and was slipping back a little bit. And if the raccoon had fallen, it would fall right on top of Nellie because the bamboo wasn't growing straight up. It was growing back in toward the yard, so she was just literally right above both Nellie and the raccoon was right above Nellie and Tater. Okay, let's talk about the pre-emergence just a little bit more. As I said, the toxic chemical ones, which are the main ones recommended, they're the main ones in the store. When you walk in the stores these days, especially the big box stores, they're going to hit you right in the face when you walk in because it's the main thing they're promoting. They've been promoting them for a few weeks now. of the ideal time is now for any pre-emergent, because the ideal time is just before germination. Well, as the weather cools, and another dead giveaway is happening in my garden right now and a lot of other people's too, the surprise lilies, as some people call them, and I have two, are coming up and are blooming right now. One is red spider lilies, and they started just a few days ago. Now they're in full bloom already. The other is the little shorter red oxblood lilies or schoolhouse lilies. I think that name came about because it, the timing where a lot of them bloom in the country is when the kids were going back to school, you know, back when kids went back to school instead of going to school online like a lot of them are, including Logan's class. She's teaching online in Prescott, Arizona right now. It's interesting times for sure. But, yeah, we do recommend a pre-emergent, but we recommend corn gluten meal. If you're not familiar with corn gluten meal, it's not whole ground corn meal that we recommend for disease control and a very important ingredient in the bed preparation that we advise people on. But corn gluten meal is the protein part of corn meal. It's separated out when corn meal is processed to make high fructose corn syrup, you know, that is not good for you to be eating. It's a problem in a lot of ways. It's a problem in gaining weight. It's a problem in just the basic health of your diet and all kind of things. And you say, well, I don't know if I'm taking that or not. Well, if you're eating fast food, if you're eating if you're doing a lot of the sugary type drinks, that's the sugar that's used in a lot of the drinks. High fructose corn syrup, really bad stuff. Anyway, it creates corn gluten meal. When they make when they do the processing of making high fructose corn syrup, the protein's kicked off as a side product. And for years, it went into dog foods and cat foods and various kinds of animals feed. And then lo and behold, Iowa State was working one day studying weed germination or something related, and they stumbled into the fact that the corn gluten meal prevented the germination, the proper germination of seed. I don't know if they were looking at actual weed seed or they were looking at grasses, or probably grasses in the beginning. They noticed that what was going on was that the weed seed, the seed, as it started to germinate, would develop a top shoot, but no roots. The roots wouldn't start to grow at the same time. And then the little seedlings would die unless they watered so much that it overrode the length of time that the roots weren't there, then they would finally start to grow, and the pre-emergent power would be gone away if it was kept too wet. But with proper watering, which means just normal watering, the seed died, and it worked very well as a pre-emergent. They discovered something else as well, and that is that corn gluten meal made a very nice organic fertilizer. More on it when I come back. Don't go away. Howard Garrett with you right after this.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and growing hemp? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They include 15 chapters of instruction and a detailed 25-page study booklet. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or to sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner.
Learn to live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
The Medina Corporation, run by the Stuart Frankie family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for years. Medina produces high-quality liquid and dry fertilizers like Medina's Organic Growing Green that has a balance of nutrients for developing healthy root systems and many other products. Whether it's landscaping, turf, trees, herbs, or vegetables, Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and protecting the environment. Medina products work beautifully and they're free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For the natural organic care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware stores, garden centers, farm stores, and other places that sell organic products. Medina, over a half a century of proven performance. For more information, go to MedinaAg.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Oh, I just saw two interesting emails, Mary Rose. One is we've got a winner, I think. I'll double-check that. But we also had an email saying there was dead air. So I wonder if we are off the air now? Oh, just locally, not nationally. So we've got national audience, but no local audience, huh? All right. Well, that's not good news. We've had, I think I told you a couple of weeks ago, we had some issues with the computer and everything, and the computers, and apparently we're still having that same kind of thing. Well, I don't know whether to go ahead. I guess I'll go ahead and finish talking about the corn gluten meal, and then we may revisit it for the local people here in a bit. For people around the rest of the country, the timing on the corn gluten meal, the ideal timing, best guess is right now, you know, when we're at August the 15th, middle of the month of August. There's no absolute perfect guess you can make because, you know, the weather's always going to be changing, plus the temperature in the soil, the moisture in the soil, sun or shade, different factors can affect when the weed seed actually germinate. So what's ideal is to make your best guess about when those cool season weeds that we're trying to control right now are going to germinate in middle August is our best guess for here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and we're in zone 8. So you can adjust from that. You know, it's going to happen sooner south of here. It's going to happen a little bit later if you're north of zone 8. And you can make your best guess there. Even if you miss the perfect timing and you don't get the weeds stopped because, you know, with the pre-emergent called corn gluten meal, you haven't wasted your money like you do with the chemicals, because the corn gluten meal is a wonderful organic fertilizer. It'll have on the package that the NPK is about 900, but actual analysis might be as high as about 10-1-1. What people tend to do that sell those products like that, they'll tend to fudge down just a little bit, because if ever the you know, the people that do the testing come into a store and test the NPK and it's not as high as it says on the label, they'll red tag it, and you know, you won't be able to sell it. So they, instead of putting it up where it really might be, they go down a little bit, so they make sure that if it's tested, that that MPK will you know, be acceptable to the inspectors. So anyway, it's going to be somewhere between 900. It'll almost always have some phosphorus and potassium in it, so the 00 really isn't right for sure. But so you're probably having anywhere from about 911 up to 10-1-1 or a little bit higher, which is a pretty nice, pretty high nitrogen organic fertilizer. You put it out at 15 to 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. And, you know, you can figure that up and be as careful with it as you want to. It's not critical that you put it out at exactly that 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet, but there's an easy way to know how to put out about that amount. And that's the amount I recommend for any organic fertilizer, whichever one you're using. But the way I do it is that I'll use a cyclone spreader, a whirly bird type spreader, you know, that spins and throws it out pretty wide. I fill the hopper, and then I open it wide open and walk pretty briskly one direction, and then I walk 90 degrees to that with it wide open. And that puts out about that 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. If you do put the corn gluten meal out, if you use it as a pre-emergent, which I recommend, if you hit that timing right, it really does a good job on things like rescue grass and clover and fescue and the Poa annua, you know, the annual bluegrass, the henbit, the ryegrasses and fescues. That if you, and by the way, if you're going to plant ryes and fescues on purpose and everything, you don't want to use corn gluten meal because it'll foul up the germination of those. But it does a real good job on all those if you hit the timing right. If you put it out and then it starts raining like crazy, which is what happened last year, we just had a tremendous amount of rain. And I think the rain, the moisture, overrode the power of the pre-emergent part of the corn gluten meal. I think it did the same thing with the toxic chemicals that other people were using. And we had Poa annua and other winter weeds as bad as I've ever seen. It was really heavy last year. So if we put it out now, if we then water just on a normal schedule, in other words, don't keep the area sopping wet so it overrides the horticultural, the pre-emergent value of it, you'll get some real good control doing it. Now, there's really a better way to go. Both Bob Webster, he and I were talking about this briefly on his show in San Antonio yesterday. Both of us recommend really a completely different way to go that might be better. You can also do both. You can also do both things. The other organic method of the winter weed control is this. Somewhere between Christmas and New Year's usually is the time period we're looking at here, but it can be somewhere around Christmas. It could be even before that if we get some early cold weather and the turf goes completely dormant. And you also see that little seedlings of those winter weeds are starting to show, just tiny little germinating starts of those cool season weeds. You know, Christmas to New Year's is normally the target we recommend for people to really look for this and try to work this technique in. The technique is to spray the entire lawn with an organic herbicide, Pure Grow Weed Crush, 20% vinegar, 10% vinegar that's my formula. It's on dirtdoctor.com. Fatty acid products, you know, Scythe, BioSafe, all those kind of things. Any of those organic, natural organic, contact-killing herbicides can be sprayed on the dormant turf after it goes dormant, and when you won't do any damage at all to your turf, and it'll kill all those little bitty weeds that are getting started and give you just a perfectly clean, well, not perfect, it's never going to be perfect, but very clean weed situation in the wintertime going on up until spring. So if you want to do the best of both worlds, you put out the corn gluten meal right now, and then you make a note on your calendar to spray one of the organic contact-killing herbicides in Christmas, from Christmas to New Year's, more or less. It's going to be when the turf has gone totally dormant of the summer grasses, St. Augustine, Bermuda, Zoysia, those kind of things. And but you are seeing the little bitty weeds starting to grow. Now, with the cool season grasses, that's not going to work because they're going to be growing in the cool season, you know, in the winter. And spraying the contact-killing herbicides will damage your fescue and rye and bluegrass and things like that. So that's a southern grass technique, to spray it when it has gone into a dormant situation. Okay, well, that's the deal, and I guarantee you it's something to worry about using those toxic pre-emergent products, especially if you have pets. If you have animals walking, it's why when we walk our dogs, I'm very reluctant to let them walk in other people's lawns, you know, even in the parkways, because I don't know what the people are using. I don't, you know... A lot of times you can guess pretty well if you see the trucks there from time to time from the different companies. And if you are pretty sure that there are chemical treatments being used, keep the dogs, when you're walking them, on the sidewalk and in the street. Don't let them walk out in the turf where the chemicals are used. And for your own pets, you know, just stay away from the products. There's no reason to use them, because the organic ones work as well or better, and you get that fertilizer benefit also. Now, one of the things that's interesting is that the people that promote the chemicals, the chemical pre-emergence, agree with me on something in this subject. And that is, neither one of us or none of us that talk about this that I know of, anyway, probably some, but none that I know of, recommend using the chemical weed and feed products. And that surprises people sometimes, I guess, because a lot of folks just listening to the regular advertising or going into the stores, especially the big box stores, are seeing those things advertised and promoted and, you know, right in the most dominant places for sale. And so they think, you know, they wouldn't be selling this stuff if there's anything wrong with it. Well, the chemical weed and feed is the reason that the people that don't mind chemical pre-emergence don't, and I agree that they shouldn't be used. Well, they don't; they're not that concerned about the toxicity. But what we agree on is that the ingredients in a chemical weed and feed fertilizer, the herbicide part of it and the fertilizer part of it, those two things are not designed to go out at the same time. You know, and so when you're putting them out as a weed and feed fertilizer, you're putting them out at the same time. And that's why we've got an agreement between the two camps that those things are horrible, absolutely horrible, and shouldn't be used. And the worst one, and I pick on it and make fun of it in my talks all the time, the one that tends to be the worst because it has atrazine in it. Is the Scott's Bonus S weed and feed fertilizer, and it'll be one of the most dominant ones that you see out there. So it's mostly sold probably in the spring, but you can see them around, similar products around in the fall as well. Okay. Well, we've got an interesting thing going on. Apparently, do we still not have a local audience? Seems to be being worked on. We'll see what happens. Those of you around the country, jump on board here. Take advantage of the fact that there are open lines for you at 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. If you go to the red button at the top of dirtdoctor.com and click on that button that says Buy Books, Art, and Class, it takes you to just that. The information about my natural organic art, my books, all 15, 16, however many there are, and also the online class.
Dirt Doctor here with a tip on backyard storage. Usual storage sheds get unpleasantly hot during the summer and damage your stuff. Not the case with Ulrich sheds. Because of their ventilation systems, they're roughly about 18 degrees cooler than standard sheds. Call 520-GET-SHED or visit their building designers in Cleburne, Tyler, or Fort Worth and join the thousands of happy customers. That's 520-GET-SHED, 520-438-7433. Or ulrichbarnes.com.
Azomite is a naturally occurring organic soil amendment that contains over 70 minerals and trace elements. It will improve root systems, yields, and general plant vigor in your garden, lawn, trees, field crops, and garden vegetables. Azomite is also a natural feed additive for chickens, livestock, and horses. Ask for Azomite in your local garden center or hardware store. If you need it in bulk or would like it delivered directly to you, then call Mike at 301-219-7540. Get better results today. That's 301-219-7540 or azomite.com/results.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic weed control? PureGrow Weed Crush is a natural, organic, non-selective weed control that kills broadleaf weeds, foxtail, chickweed, and other undesirable plants. It is fast-acting with visible results in 30 minutes and is safe to use around people and pets. Ask for PureGrow Weed Crush in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at PureGrowUSA.com or call 469-423-0712.
Learn to live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels. Since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed, maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4, spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Okay, Howard, back with you, and telephone number is 866-444-3478. Don't know that we've got the local station fixed yet, but the folks around the country are still there. In fact, Cynthia will be next up, calling from Delaware. Hello, Cynthia.
Well, good morning. I hope you can hear me okay.
I can. Thanks for calling.
My question is a little strange compared to most folks, but I don't want a lawn. What I would like to do, if it's feasible, is to replace the grass as it is with some kind of a really low ground cover, a ground cover that wouldn't grow very tall and just kind of grow very, very low to the ground. I wondered if you had any thoughts on that.
Oh, sure. I deal with it myself, Cynthia, at home. Our front yard's too shady for turf, and I've had to go with ground cover. There are quite a few that can take a shady situation. In your area, do you remember offhand what zone, hardiness zone, you're in there?
Oh, good question. I honestly don't. I'm about 2.5 miles from the Atlantic Ocean.
Okay, so. All right. Yeah. Well, let me tell you something to look at, and then you need to check with the local garden centers and all and make sure that these are good recommendations for you. But the ones I would start to look at for you, and you can do all one ground cover or you can mix them. I tend to be a little messy. I almost design my planting in like I do my abstract art. I use a lot of different things together. English ivy would be very high on the list for you. It'll grow, you know, there without any trouble. You'll probably see it growing all over the place there. Persian ivy I would look into as well. It may be a little bit more cold tender, but it would be one that you should take a look at if it's not going to be full sun. If it gets full sun, Persian ivy will burn and it doesn't work well at all. It's also a ground cover that demands organic fertilizer. It really doesn't like the high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers at all, but It is one that you ought to consider. Another one that would love your area there a lot, and I like it, I can grow it a little bit here, but it gets a little bit too hot for it. It's called Pachysandra. And Pachysandra and all these that I'm talking about, you can go to dirtdoctor.com and look them up and see them in there. Those are the ones that are going to be top of the list for you. There's some others that probably the local people could recommend to you and that they would have in the local garden centers. The Keown ground cover, to get it established pretty quickly, is something that a lot of people miss out on. They do require more bed preparation than turf. Turf requires very little, but they don't require as much as camellias and azaleas and, you know, hollies and various kinds of shrubs and flowering things and perennials and food crops and all that. So you want to look at the bed preparation recommendations I have on dirtdoctor.com under guides on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com, and that means compost, rock minerals, and sugars, the sugars being dry molasses and whole ground cornmeal. But with ground cover, if you're just planting ground cover, you can cut all the rates that I recommend basically in half. You don't need to use quite as much stuff. And then the final secret is after you, well, a couple of things. When you're planting ground cover, normally they're going to be planted from small containers, you know, 2.5-inch pots or 4-inch pots, something like that. Sometimes people go to gallon containers, but it's kind of a waste of money to do that. Sticking with the smaller starts is really a better, more economical way to go, and we'll get you where you need to be just as quickly. Sometimes when you plant gallon containers of ground cover, you get kind of a clumpy look to the ground cover bed for some period of years before it evens out. So
I see.
What you want to do is when you take the plants out to plant them, one is you can just water the flats really, really carefully and heavily so you make sure that the little root systems are totally saturated. Or as you pull them out of the container, you can dip them into a bucket of water and let the air bubbles come out and make sure that that root ball is totally saturated before it goes into the moist prepared bed that has the compost, rock minerals, and sugars in there. So that's really critical. I've made the mistake myself. I know how wrong it is to stick a plant that's fairly pretty much on the dry side, and you think, oh, well, I'm going to stick it in the ground, and then I'll just water real heavily, and it'll be okay. It won't. The water will never enter the root zone. And then the final thing to get ground cover established as quickly as possible is to use a fine-textured, shredded, native tree trimmings-type mulch. And I'm sure the garden centers will have a shredded hardwood bark or a shredded tree trimmings, and you put a nice thin layer on the bare soil around the ground cover, and even if a little of the mulch covers of the ground cover a little bit, ground cover will love it and will establish much, much faster than if you leave the soil bare around the ground cover plants. Okay?
Gotcha. Thank you. Thanks very much.
All right, good luck with your project. Well, I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and except for the local people, we're talking, as usual, with folks around the country about natural organic landscaping and gardening. If you have a question for me, give me a buzz, 866-444-3478.